Chapter 2. Pockets Full of Gold. In the morning, Jane said, I had a very strange dream last night. I dreamed that we met a sand fairy.
I dreamed that we met a sand fairy too, said Robert.
And so did I, said Anthea.
Then they heard Cyril's voice.
We mustn't be late for breakfast.
Cyril appeared in the doorway of the nursery, and Anthea said,
Cyril, we all dreamed that we met a sand fairy.
It wasn't a dream, laughed Cyril. We did meet a sand fairy. He gave us a wish, but it went wrong. That's why I want to make an early start this morning. We'll go and see the sand fairy again and make another wish. But we must think about it more carefully this time.
As they were eating breakfast, Jane said,
Martha is taking baby to see her sister today. We can go to the sandpit when they've gone.
So after breakfast, they waved to Martha, in her best blue hat, and baby, in his best white coat, as the pony cart clattered away. Then they set off for the sandpit. As they walked, they decided what to wish for.
Humph, said the sand fairy, as he brushed sand from his ears. So, there you are. I thought you were a dream. I suppose you'd like a wish.
Yes, please. And we'd like a little extra one, too, said Robert.
We'll do the little extra one first, said the sand fairy.
We wish that Martha wouldn't notice our wishes, said Robert. It's very inconvenient.
And the big wish?
We wish for lots and lots of gold coins, said Robert.
Will a sand pit full be enough?
Oh, yes.
Then get out of the way.
The children climbed out of the sand pit and ran as fast as they could. When they stopped and looked back, they were dazzled by the sight. The sandpit was completely full of glittering, gleaming gold. At first, they just played with the coins. They picked up handfuls of them and let them run through their fingers. The coins made a wonderful noise. Then Cyril said,
Remember, our wish will only last until sunset. Let's fill our pockets and go and spend some of our money.
The coins were heavy and they had to put some back. But they were soon on the road to Rochester. When they arrived, they were hot and thirsty.
I'm going first, Cyril said.
Cyril went into a shop to buy some lemonade. When he came out, he looked very cross.
The man in the shop wouldn't take my gold coins. He laughed at them. I had to pay for the lemonade with my own money, and I only had 2 shillings and 7 pence.
They drank the lemonade, and then Anthea said,
I'm the next oldest. It's my turn to buy something. I think I'll buy a new hat.
In the hat shop, Anthea chose a hat with pink roses on it. She held out 3 gold coins. But the lady said, I can't take those. Shops don't take money like that anymore. It was the same everywhere. The children tried to buy a purse, toys and books, but none of the shopkeepers wanted the gold coins, so they couldn't buy anything. Then Cyril saw a sign. For sale. Fine horses and carriages.
Let's try one more time, he said, and went into the stable yard.
A tall man was filling a bucket with water.
Good morning, said Cyril. I want to buy a horse and a carriage. Will you show me some, please? Then I can choose.
The man looked at Cyril and smiled. Then he started to laugh.
How much money have you got?
Robert didn't like it when the man laughed at Cyril. Angrily, he pulled out a handful of gold coins and showed them to the man. The man snatched the coins and stared at them for a moment. Then he called to his stable boy.
William, go and get the police and close the gate behind you.
While they were waiting for the police, the man said,
Now, Where did you get these gold coins?
Jane was a very truthful girl.
We got them from a fairy, she said, a fairy who lives in a sandpit. He's got brown fur and long ears and eyes like a snail's, and he gives us a wish every day.
The poor child, the man said, and he looked at Jane sadly.
You children should be ashamed. You made your sister help you to steal when she's not right in the head.
Then a policeman arrived and the tall man told his story.
We'll take them to the police station, said the policeman. You bring the girls and I'll bring the boys.
The children were angry and ashamed. As they walked, their eyes filled with tears. When Robert accidentally bumped into someone, he didn't know who she was. Then a well-known voice said,
Master Robert! Oh, what have you done now?
It was Martha, with baby in her arms. As they walked, the policeman and the man from the stable yard told Martha about the gold coins. Baby started to cry. People stopped and looked at them as they walked through the town.
Empty your pockets, Martha whispered to Robert, while the two men were talking to a lady in a big hat. I want to know the truth.
Robert put his hands in his pockets and pulled out handfuls of gold coins. But of course, because of the little extra wish, Martha couldn't see them.
These children haven't stolen anything, she cried. They're good children.
We'll see, said the policeman.
In the police station, the children were taken to see an inspector.
Empty your pockets, he said. You first, boy.
Now we're really in trouble, thought Cyril. He put his hands in his trouser pockets. He stood quite still for a moment. Then he started to laugh. There was nothing there. His pockets were empty. He looked out of the window to check. Yes, it was quite dark. The sun had set just in time. Of course, Robert's pockets and Anthea's and Jane's were empty too. The policeman looked puzzled.
They've played a trick on me, he said. But I don't know how.
Martha said,
I told you, there are no gold coins. You've made a big mistake.
She glared at the policeman and the inspector and the man from the stable yard.
Come on, children.
And she marched out of the police station, followed by Cyril, Anthea, Robert and Jane. But when they got home, Martha was angry with them.
You shouldn't have gone into Rochester by yourselves, she said,
and sent them straight to bed. So instead of pockets full of gold, or fine horses and carriages, they had nothing, not even any dinner.